The Standard & Poor's agency downgraded Italy's debt rating today, adding tension to an already stressful European financial situation. Chris Altieri reports.
The ratings agency cites fears over Italy's ability to cut state spending and return public finances to health, given its low growth prospects. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi responded to the news with a statement saying that Standard & Poor's decision to downgrade its unsolicited ratings on Italy did not reflect reality and said his government is already preparing measures to spur growth. The Italian development comes as Greece remains in talks with the IMF and the EU over steps to secure the latest tranche of its bailout funding. World Bank President Robert Zoellick told America's PBS NewsHour that European leaders have to rapidly decide on a course of action.
So far, what the Europeans have done, whether it's Greece or some of the other countries, is to provide various types of liquidity support, meaning they're making sure that money is available for banks or for the country's bonds. And that's important, but it buys time. And it only buys time, and there's some more fundamental decisions, whether it's Greece or any others. And so the point that I've been making is that Europe really is approaching a key decision point here.
The ongoing Greek crisis has been an ongoing source of speculation over the future of the unified European currency. The English-language Greek Kathimerini paper on Tuesday reported that Prime Minister George Papandreou was considering calling for a referendum on whether Greece should continue to tackle its debt crisis within the eurozone or by exiting the single currency. The government denied the story, saying it had put a bill before Parliament aimed at allowing the country to hold referenda the day before, but did not specify any issue. I'm Chris Altieri.